And 321, hello, Borgen Project volunteers. Questions are swirling in Washington over what U.S. foreign aid will look like in the months ahead. The Trump administration has offered only limited clarity, except in one very specific lane, global health. The administration announced a three-year, $150 million grant to Zipline, the American robotics and autonomous drone delivery company. The funding will dramatically expand Zipline's healthcare logistics across five African countries. It's one of the first major U.S. global health funding announcements since the dismantling of USAID, and it's a showcase of the White House's America First global health approach. Officials say the model brings American leadership and private enterprise front and center. Soft power is getting your medicine delivered by a U.S.-built robot. Participating governments not only strengthen their healthcare networks, but Zipline's local hiring practice promises to create economic opportunity on the ground. The end of the government shutdown triggered another round of foreign assistance debates on Capitol Hill. The budget Congress ultimately passed includes a $1.2 billion announcement for USDA's Food for Peace program and $240 million for the McGovern-Dole Food Education and Child Nutrition Grant. These numbers are down from 2024 and 2025. However, the real plot twist is buried deep in the legislation. It orders the Secretaries of Agriculture and State to conduct a 60-day interagency review on transferring the Food for Peace program from USAID to the Department of Agriculture. Now, whether USDA has the bandwidth to run one of America's signature humanitarian tools is, to put it diplomatically, under discussion. Let's conclude this month with a surprisingly positive story, and that's a rare occurrence these days. In a newly released poll conducted by a conservative but well-respected pollster, Americans are more aligned on foreign assistance than Washington gives them credit for. According to the survey, 77% of Americans support international assistance when it serves U.S. strategic interests. That support spans parties, regions, and even in-laws. 81% back programs that use U.S.-made products delivering health abroad while supporting American workers at home. 76% of Trump voters say strategic foreign aid fits squarely within an America First net framework, especially when it counters China, Russia, and Iran. 72% of independents and 77% of evangelicals polled view assistance as a way to reduce illegal immigration by addressing root causes, essentially helping people thrive where they live so they don't have to flee. The poll reveals broad support for aid that saves lives, strengthens alliances, boosts national security, and yes, helps the U.S. economy. More than half of voters believe recent cuts to foreign assistance have weakened America's standing as a global superpower. But here's the disappointing part. 90% of Americans still wildly overestimate how much the U.S. spends on foreign aid. We all know it's less than 1% of total federal spending. Respondents say they want efficient programs with transparency and fewer headlines about waste and mismanagement. So while Washington continues wrestling over the future of foreign assistance, one thing seems clear. Americans still believe in strategic, accountable aid that advances U.S. interests and values. And according to the poll, they wouldn't mind if it helped our farmers, factories, and even our global reputation along the way. On that positive note, I'll speak with you next month.